Simon & Schuster Audio presents Red Sparrow, a novel by Jason Matthews. Read by Jeremy Bobb.
Chapter 1. 12 hours into his SDR, Nathaniel Nash was numb from the waist down. His feet and legs were wooden on the cobblestones of the Moscow side street. It had long since gotten dark as Nate ran the surveillance detection route designed to tickle the belly hairs of surveillance, to stretch them, to get them excited enough to show themselves. There was nothing, not a hint of units swirling, leapfrogging, banging around corners on the streets behind him, no reaction to his moves. Was he black? Or was he being had by a massive team? In the nature of the game, not seeing coverage felt worse than confirming you were covered in ticks. Early September, but it had snowed between the first and third hours of his SDR, which had helped him cover his car escape. Late that morning, Nate bailed out of a moving Lada Kombi, driven by Levitt from the station who, as he calculated the gap, wordlessly held up three fingers as they turned a corner onto an industrial side street, then tapped Nate's arm. FSB trailing surveillance, the Federal Security Service, didn't catch the escape in the three-second interval and blew past Nate hiding behind a snowbank, Levitt leading them away.